measures measuring the result of advertising of the spend, definitely there is a count, there is an accountability, there is count taken what has come as a return on investment. Here, return on expenditure linked to budgeting, advertisement budget. Increase accountability by the advertiser for the result of their advertising has made the measurement of result significant and important. Because it is increased accountability. People audit it. You have to give feedback. What additional increment you got? What is your incremental sales? Accountability is there because you spend funds. Funds are money that is paid out of revenues. So to support spending, you need to generate revenue. So accountability would tell you about the results. Method use are responsive measurement, ad impact study, and pre-testing communication. These are three methods that are used: response, ad impact, and pre-testing. What is response measurement? Response received against the advertisement. Release can be evaluated and may be compared with the cost or expenses made. In travel and tourism monitoring, telephone calls and its hits to website hits are most commonly used techniques. With much information available, it is possible to modify simple advertising plan on periodic basis. So here is an understanding for travel and tourism that monitoring telephone calls and hits to website hits are most commonly used as technique. So if you have a web portal, you would monitor what are number of hits to your web page. Measuring the results of advertising, we look another method called ad impact study. Market research measures impact of communication. Before and after sample surveys of the target audience can be used to quantify changes in awareness, interest, attitude, and preferences. So here we understand that sample survey of the target audience can be picked up where specific questions can be asked from what you see. Did you see this ad? What is the report? And that would be a sample survey or ad impact study. Measuring the result of advertising, pre-testing, the last one, the third one, pre-testing of communication. It is undertaken to generate a more successful creative execution prior to implementation of the entire campaign. This is done prior to the complication, the campaign, prior to the implementation of the campaign. It is done by having a focus group discussion that covers representatives of target audience. So from a population that you desire for whom you would like to conduct that survey and take a feedback whether this a particular ad that will be addressing XYZ as a tourism product to be advertised, what is the outcome of that is a pre-testing communication method. Now we are into role of advertising agencies. They play a major role to take responsibility of integrated communication campaign and provide what? They provide development of original thoughts and concept, ideas, creative planning, and any research required before launching. So this is what is the outcome of advertising agency's responsibility. Assessment of advertisement, options available by undertaking media planning schedule and buying. So by this time, your assessment, you have understood as to what amount, because every dollar spent on advertising into advertisement, you have an accountability. You have to take account how successful your advertising was. What is the result? What you have gained out of it? So all this is testing of, and what advertising agency provide, the role of advertising agency, advertising making services. obviously, advertisement is telling something which audience will make their mindset, study them, and behave. So they will buy your product, they will recommend your product. So the behavioral changes that advertising can bring in has to be focused and targeted. So implementation of approved campaign, essential and related material, it makes services and whatever has been designed, whatever has been prepared and projected has to be making services. Performance, monitoring, and evaluation of select advertising campaign on regular. Which ad was hit? Like for Indian Tourism Board, we can talk of Aditi Deva Bhava. It keeps appearing from time to time at various interval and on a regular basis. We keep reading this in different media, Aditi Deva Bhava. The guest is God for us. This is the Indian perspective which we capitalize. We use this and put it not only in domestic market, but international market as well. Now we come to understanding public relation and its role in travel and tourism. What is a public relation? It is grouped as internal corporate PR objectives. That's public relation. And it includes what? Creation and building loyalty among staff or more effective employees relation. That's the PR. And with regard to external corporate PR objectives, this was internal group of employees, staff, building loyalty, and external corporate PR objectives include development of good relation with community. External, not your staff, not your employees. External, the community whom you are addressing. Shifts in public images and attitudes. And taking corrective action in case of any public misunderstanding. There are time to time various ads, advertisements that come and are not put in other markets where it is a sensitive market. So many advertisements that appear in West, be it is America or Canada, are not suitable for our public image. Like for example, alcohol, beer cannot be advertised officially in as an advertising material. No. In India, you don't see. And many countries in the world will not show this. There are many tourism-related services that cannot be highlighted in advertising because it is public image. I'm remembering an incident that happened in Thailand where the famous fashion show, the World Miss World or Miss Universe, one of this event happened there. And as a promotion, they took all the participants onto a boat on the river Chao Phraya, and they were into their bikini. That was taken as an offense to religious sentiment, the public image, by the Buddhist monks. And suddenly that was raised as a big noise by the monk, the Buddhist monk, that because they had the image of temple while the boat was floating. So advertising will have to take care of public images and attitudes, how they would take. That's an external corporate PR objective. One has to be very much careful. In Gulf countries, for example, intimate pictures in advertising cannot be used. Use of alcohol cannot be done in many countries of the world, and so on and so forth. I hope this will explain to you about how public relation is used in travel and tourism. Another chart comes in here. Basically, it tells you establishing the media relation, the crisis, the activities that are done, and then product placement, sponsorship, exhibition and travel fairs, and counseling. These are various things that are activities. These are not as a chart, but reading of it. Establishing the media relationship, managing the crisis, product placement, like various products are not put into a specific market, like gambling. We don't put gambling of any casino on Indian, from Indian perspective. We don't have. We have one official casino that's in Goa. Other than that, anybody wants to gamble has to either come to Goa or go to Nepal. But it's not the case with Las Vegas. They advertise. A lot of tourists go because Las Vegas, which is in United States of America, is considered as the capital of gambling. Las Vegas. I'm sure you are aware of it. So these are various public relation activities, establishing the media, identifying relationship with them, managing the crisis. This happened in making a good public image and relationship during the tsunami days. When tsunami hit in Indonesia and Thailand, the public managing the crisis was handled so well that travel agents, tour operators in the other part of the world were depending on those managing the crisis scenario. Not all the news was coming in through the government official, but with whichever source it was coming in, they were highlighting it. You need to put product placement, I mentioned, give example of it. Sponsorship, exhibition and travel trade fair are very good place for advertising, like you would have seen at OTM, IITM, World Travel Market, Arabian Travel Market, in ITB, International Tourism Bosse in Berlin. All these are finest example of travel and trade fairs and training, briefing and counseling executives, corporate identity, editing, writing. All these are public relation activities. Please go through them in detail and try to understand what are they linked with, what they can do out of these listed activities. We continue with that. Various things are mentioned here, from collapse of service provider, and it happens many a time. The service provider, the tour operator, the chartered airline fail to come up at the tourist destination. What happens to the passenger in that case? And that's handling the crisis. In Europe, many such tour operators have shown this. A chartered flight coming in from London or anywhere in Germany to Faro in Portugal, the tour operator, the chartered flight came one way. On the return, no sign of aircraft coming there. That's a crisis. And the collapse of a service provider, the failure, and environmental pollution, natural calamities in form of volcanic eruption, earthquake, landslide, and so on. Conflict or war, this keeps happening. Conflict, political conflict, which we keep hearing, war or revolution. Tourists employs kidnapping, tourism threat of terrorism. Crime against tourists. Yes, many countries have tourist police to protect tourists. Their job is only to protect tourists and monitor at the spots where tourists visit. There is a mobile, there is a direct number, and the role of the tourist police is just to protect tourists. Listen to them. They have English-speaking police officers. I'm talking about the country Thailand, where they have tourist police, and the heads are speaking at length English language, so the tourist is satisfied and comfortable. And many such examples are here as handling the crisis in case of any negativity happening. All these are various things that do happen in public relation. What happens in that case? In that case, the travel agent, tour operator, becomes more active, rather proactive, and help the passengers. What's the suggestion you can offer to meet all that? A travel insurance. Travel insurance is the best answer to all those mishaps, including health-related issues like COVID, loss of baggage, loss of baggage, theft, cancellation of flight due to bad weather. All this do happen. And to that, best answer is travel insurance. Remember this. You can meet with an accident, and the cost of medical treatment abroad is very high. Imagine someone meeting with an accident in the snow turf, got injured. They have to take the services of an ambulance, flight ambulance, which would cost many, much more than what you could have thought of. So all these were what we saw about the PR work to be done. Measuring the results of PR, of course, it brings in some results. So media content analysis using word counts, or more popularly, common centimeter of media coverage in case of print media. So we talk of 25 by 30 centimeter of coverage into print media, like newspaper, magazine. Even the cost is calculated on that, and what you get as a coverage. Because you distribute press releases or you invite coverage. So that appears in print electronic media, and that's your measuring the result. Okay, media content analysis using time of the advertisement in case of broadcast media like radio, TV, etc. Okay, quantitative approaches to media content analysis help in evaluation, comments received, whether it is favorable, neutral, or unfavorable is also a measurement of PR work. How they satisfied, they take counts in form of 1 to 5, 1 being poor, 5 being excellent. These type of feedbacks are obtained. That's measuring the result of public relation. And of course, attitude studies or awareness studies like market research is carried out before and after the plan in case of large PR campaign. With this, we come to an end of our unit, which I explained to you to best of my capacity. You were listening to Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah. Thank you very much. And join in my next talk, which will be another chapter, an interesting topic for us to study. Thank you, dear students.